Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
And welcome to Johnny Woodward Presents Broken Sim, starring Johnny Woodard and his sidekick, Sam Tripoli.
Did you start over? We had a false start. He started doing the intro. Yeah. Is that why you did it?
Yeah.
You forgot to do that?
Okay, yes, great. I forgot.
Glad you got that in.
Got it in, Johnny. Thank you for letting me be on your hit show, Broken Sim.
What you got? What's that shirt there? Unconfiscatable Bitcoin? Is that what that says?
Yeah, it's from a guy who gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
I like
poker
it.
Poker tournament? Bitcoin poker tournament?
Oh, yeah. You remember those guys that ran the poker? We've had them on, Tinfoil Hat.
I don't think I was there.
Yeah, Johnny and I were talking before the show, like, do we check our all of our crypto? Answer is no. When people start going crazy, I'll know. I'll look back at crypto.
You said you did for a while, right?
I did for every day. I was like, am I a crypto millionaire? I just kept waiting. You know, I was like that girl in that commercial, like, open.
I have no idea what commercial you're talking about.
Do you don't remember? It's like for, I forget. I think it was Target. Or no, I think it was Circuit City. Like, they had this girl who she was like, she would just show
waiting
up.
Waiting for the show, the store to open?
Yeah, she'd be like, open.
Well, that's
open,
never happened open. Before.
Yeah, Circuit City?
Hi. Yeah, now if you go stand out inside of one, they just take, the police come and take you away because, you know, didn't they go bankrupt?
Yeah,
they're just gone.
They're now, gone. Right? I would just sad. Dude, what was the saddest company that went out for you? The saddest one. Had to be Toys R Us, right?
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Sears. Sears was kind of rough for me because Sears used to be, dude, the Sears catalog around Christmas.
For sure.
Was like, I mean, I remember getting that thing and just opening it up and like circling shit that I was probably not going to get, you know, but like.
Or like, this chick's hot.
Yeah, well, that.
John, you used to punch it to a lot of fucking weird shit. Did you ever punch it out to
the
Sears catalog?
For sure, yeah.
Is that the weirdest thing you beat off to?
No, of course not.
Have we talked about this before? Weirdest things we beat off to?
I don't think so.
Mine was Saved by the Bell on the Road.
Which let me guess, was it Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know I met her one time and I pissed her off and it made me laugh?
Oh, man, that sucks. What
it does suck.
What happened?
Because I when celebrities would come into Crunch, I used to just like to grind
Crunch
them.
Oh, Crunch Fitness. I thought
yeah, I used to grind them. Okay. I used to grind them, give them shit.
Okay.
Just because I was such an asshole.
That's so funny.
And I was a real asshole. Uh-huh. I've gone through a spiritual
Yeah,
awakening.
I mean, there's some Getty photos of you wearing fedoras and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, there are on the I don't even know who takes those pictures.
I guess they just do it. It's a way to make money.
I'm sure it was a great
picture. But anyway, you got the handlebar and the fedora.
Yeah.
Or not the fedora, the old man hat.
You know what's so funny? I was just thinking about my daughter, Ninja, and how she looks like thin me. Like, she looks like me, but, like, now I think back to all those pictures that she looks so much like Sam when he had hopes and dreams.
Yeah. She's still got light in her eyes.
Yeah. She still thinks it's all going to work out, and that's why she looks like me back then.
That's funny. What'd you do to piss off Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
I just like, oh my God, I love you. You're one of my favorites. She's like, thank you. I'm like, sometimes I'd love to talk to you about like episode 147 where like you were, and they were like, what's up with that? And they're like, he's like, fuck you. She's like, no, why would I want to do that? And she ran off. You know?
that's rude.
Oh, I was the rudest.
That's funny though.
And my hatred of celebrities now, like I went through this period where it's like, I hate celebrities. Oh, they're just people too. I hate celebrities again. That's where I am right now.
Yeah.
I have to remember my friends who blow up that I know them, that I love them. Yeah. And I'm so thankful you let me on your podcast. So thank you, Johnny. Thank you so much. Johnny, can I do a new thing called another observations of humans? What do
Sam's,
we call it?
Sam's observations from people watching.
Yeah, Sam's observations from people watching. Next one. Women with blue hair are going through shit.
You don't mean like old women that their hair is tinted blue.
No.
Mean like women with like, they've dyed their hair blue.
Yeah, like blue.
Blue.
And it's somewhat pink as well. Pink is in there, but less pink.
What are you talking about?
Blue, full on. A crisis. There's a crisis going on.
Is it kind of like, you remember the Homeland Security used to issue sort of like color codes?
Yeah. Good point, Johnny. Yeah. We're talking cuckoo crazy terrorism. Yeah. Blue is like really high up there.
Like Osama is on the tarmac.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, okay. Something is going on and it's always blue.
Got it. It's funny because last week, your observation last week, everybody was like, yeah, that thing about the hand brace, you know? Like, yeah, the hand
for
brace,
sure.
They were all like, yeah, you know what? He's right, actually.
So that's my whole thing.
One guy was like, my aunt wears that hand brace, and Pam is a lovely woman, but...
Well, we don't know fucking Pam! Have Pam call in. I want to talk to her, and I'll make the judgments on whether someone's crazy or not. Okay, so that's my observations, Johnny.
All right, that's been Sam's observations.
Sam's observations from people watching. Okay? That's what I'm fucking telling you, dude. What else is going on, Johnny? So much stuff I want. Did you have anything you want to start off with, or did I want to tell you
I think
where I am as a human being?
Yeah, well, I just want to get something in real quick. Conspiracy Kyle, I think, was he the one that recommended Bo Burnham's special Inside to us on Netflix? And I saw it, and you know what? It's like if Roger Waters from Pink Floyd did a comedy special. It's one of the best things I've ever seen. It's impossible to imagine that this guy made it alone in his house. Now, I'm going to show it to you right here.
I like Bo Burnham.
Yeah, I never really got him before. I'm going to let you hear this song. It's real short about Bezos.
Is it Jeff Bezos or Bezos?
I don't know. Who fuck knows?
Johnny, we got to get it right for the fucking broken, bro.
But it's probably going to get hit with copyright. So if you want to hear us talk about it, go to Patreon or Rockfin, Broken Simulation there. Okay, just listen.
I like him.
Now, keep in mind, he did all this alone during the pandemic, recorded it, everything.
You know, would you say, Johnny, this is taking a negative and turning it positive?
Yeah, except, I mean, he has a mental breakdown, like, during filming. It's pretty interesting. Here we go.
Dude, phenomenal.
It's great, right? Yeah.
How can you not enjoy that?
Yeah.
How could you not enjoy that?
No, and I love that he gets into blood drinking. There's a lot of references to shit like that in the
Of course,
in the
he gets it. He went down rabbit holes.
He seems to get it, yeah.
He fucking gets it.
I cannot recommend it highly. And if you're into music at all, and I'm not a big fan of musical comedy. Most of it, to me, is like shitty music. But the music is great, and it's really high concept. Like,
he's great, dude. Yeah. And he's super tall, right?
Yeah.
Super tall.
Yeah, big tall.
And you know, I realized I liked him when Steve Byrne told me a story about how he was doing a concert and he just stopped and he goes, holy shit, Steve Byrne's here. And then just went back to his thing. And I don't know why that always resonated with
That's
me with
great.
Like, what a like regular human being moment that was.
Totally. That's
And
amazing.
There's like, you again, you can get really lost in that this guy was super young and he kind of got the world. But you like you watch that, you like you get it.
Well, and he addresses all of that in a special, like how young he shows some clips of him young, and it's like, oh, it's disgusting. He talks about how he talks shit about old people, and then he realized now he realizes that was a mistake.
I could not agree more that the young people's view of old people as I enter old, which I still feel young. I did Krav Maga today, bro.
Yeah.
Johnny, and with a bad knee, okay? With a bad knee, I still went and learned to fucking fight, okay?
Nice job, son. Wow.
I love it, dude. Yeah. I love it, dude. Today we learned how to take away a gun. It's the best.
I thought you already were learning that.
No, we did, but we haven't talked about it on the show, so I wanted to bring it up.
No, I think we did. Yeah.
No, we haven't talked about technique.
Yeah, you did it. You showed me that, like that thing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I want to show you again.
Go on.
Because now I learned the other way.
Oh, the other, left hand now?
Yeah, like boom, boom, and it's like, it's just inches, bro. It's
yeah, just you were just like a little
bang,
bit. Yeah.
Bang, 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 kick or punch, bang, bang,
pop. Is there a lot of going for the nuts in Krav Maga? Is that a big thing?
Yeah, well, you're like either kicking in the knee or kicking up with here with your thing. You don't want to kick with your foot. You want to kick down.
What are you targeting on them, the knee or the nuts? What are we looking for most?
I mean, knee's great, knocks her knee out.
Windpipe.
Nuts, dude, the best. The best. The best, dude. This, dude, push, bam, right there, dude.
Right in the windpipe.
Oh, man, I am waiting to do that to somebody. The problem with a gun, learning a gun, is like you get one shot to do it right?
But it depends on how far away you are.
See, I live, like, it's so funny, man. You know, I have a great, great teacher I really love.
Shout him out. What's his name?
Okay, real quick, because I don't want to fuck his name up, because I would be very sad if I did that, okay? Here we go. James Denton. He's fucking great, dude.
James Denton, okay.
James Denton. And he was telling me like how classes he used to teach. Like they would go to the elevator, like how to deal with people in the like, I love that.
That's cool. Yeah.
It is just Grand Theft Auto like in real life.
It's like a Krav Maga field trip. Where
it's the best, dude. Like anybody, like, dude, I know you think people are like, I want to get into jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu's great. But Krav Maga is like the streets, bro. The fucking streets.
It seems really practical. You know, really
The truth is, it's a fighting system, and they're just like, survive.
Yeah, survive.
It's not about getting points or choking people out. It's about survive. Get in, get out.
Devised by what, the Israeli military, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, like, I love Krav Maga. I mean, I love it. It's probably the only fun I have. I mean, like, it's the only time I can get away for just a moment of me. And that's, like, very important in life. Do you have a hobby, Johnny?
Yeah, sure.
What is your hobby besides making love to your invisible girlfriend?
I like to do this. This is kind of my hobby, really. I mean, I'm video editing and kind of working on the show.
But do you have something that isn't your work?
Well, it's funny, but my work, I mean, this used to be a hobby for me, though, and now I do it. But it's kind of great.
Like, I get that, and you're very young still, so that can be it. Like, when I was running and gunning doing stand-up, that was fun to me. But then it does become work, right? There's a work part to it.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what I'm doing, yeah. But no, I like sports. I mean, is that a hobby? Not really, right?
Watching sports is, but do you like paint? Besides making love to this woman that nobody's ever met, besides doing that.
I used to play golf and it would ruin my life. I just got too angry and broke things and stuff, so I stopped.
Yeah, because Johnny, I've been in like fantasy football leagues where you're extremely competitive to the point that you're willing to fuck your life to win at all costs.
That's right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to get a hobby, Johnny.
Okay.
You got to have something that is Johnny's time.
Yeah, I'm a real introvert. I like being alone. Like, my time is sort of
maybe
just
go in the closet.
Reading,
just lock yourself alone
reading the
by
news.
Yourself.
Well, I told
the
you
dog.
That the other day. Like, if somebody would name the right number, I would totally. Because we were watching that guy, Mr. Beast or whatever the hell his name is on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we were saying, like, how much money it would take for you to be buried alive like he did.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what's your dollar? Like, like 10 bucks?
Like, I would lock myself in a closet in the dark for a week or something
for
like that.
For how long? How much did we say?
Water. I didn't decide, but not a lot.
Okay, I'm going to throw out numbers. $100.
No, it's more than that.
$200.
It's like tens of thousands, probably.
Okay, $10,000, you would lock yourself in a closet for 1 week.
Yeah, as long as
and you can't come out.
Yeah, water. Somebody gave me
water. Can I board it up?
No, somebody's got to give me water and food and
no, you can't leave.
A shit bucket. No, but they bring it in. Shit bucket,
how
water,
is he
food.
Shitting in the fucking... Oh,
well, he only did like a day, I think.
You can go a week without shitting. You remember that, son?
I can, but camp? I wouldn't want to. Like peeing and stuff. I need to learn to pee and all that. But if you give me food, water, and my iPad, I could live there forever.
Interesting, Johnny. I almost want to see if we can make this happen.
I would have no... I mean, I could do it on my head, dude.
Okay, for $5,000, would you do it for a week?
No, 10 grand. 10 grand is the minimum, I think.
$10,000 yeah. On your head for a week, you would never.
No, I don't mean literally. I mean, you know, they say that like people said they did. I did my bid standing on my head. You know, in prison, like that's. I think that's something from Godfather.
What does that mean?
That just means it was easy. Like I could have been standing on my head, and I would have still been able to do it. I think.
That's the weirdest thing. Like, I'm sick. Like, what's the other saying? Happy as a pig. No.
Happy as a clam.
No, how about
pig and shit? Pig and shit.
Sick as a dog.
Sick as a dog. Happy as a pig and
shit.
Why
do dogs get really sick? When was the last time your dog got like, oh my god, I'm dying?
Yeah, I don't know, but I think it's like, you know, you say you dog, you animal, you know?
Fucking dog.
Yeah, it's like it must be from a culture where they don't respect dogs.
Yeah,
because we love dogs in this culture.
We do
dogs more than people.
I mean, dude, Roger is constantly on the verge of me just grabbing him and throwing him in traffic.
I mean, you should be happy to know that one of the commenters says that their pug is 16 and still kicking. So
listen, I'm waiting for that time that he like. The more and more you know Roger, the more and more you think he's German power gay because he's got crystal meth energy, dude. Guys, I want to tell you about our good friends at Blue Chew. That's right, Blue Chew. That's right, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet at a fraction of the cost, okay? Anytime, all the time, when the opportunity arrives, Blue Chew comes. It's like Batman. Throw up the bat signal. Bam! You got bat boners all over the place, okay? The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, bang, pow, pang. You are, you I want to, dude, sometime I want to interview that guy.
Yeah.
There's the face of Blue Chew. Sure, like, dude, sure. How's your boners, bro? Magically. Okay. You go to bluechew.com. You consult one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, bang, you get your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctor office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting lines. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. Okay. It's just that simple. So here's what we want you to do, man. All right. If you could benefit from a little extra help when it comes time to perform, Blue Chew can help.
We've got a special deal just for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code BROKENSIM, one word, at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code BROKENSIM to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
So I was walking him the other day, Johnny.
Yeah.
I was just walking him, and I see this, what looks like just... It looks like somebody just threw a bunch of clothes on the sidewalk. And I'm two blocks away. I can't see that well, even with my glasses, right? So I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I see it moving, right? And I'm about, I'd say, a block away.
Okay.
And I see it moving. I go, okay, it's a homeless person. What is he doing?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, man, this guy is aggressively scratching himself. He must be really tweaking out.
Scabies.
As I got closer... Straight up pounding the pud. Now, here's the thing. I saw it from a block away. What does that tell you about how big his hammer was?
Oh, yeah.
A huge hammer.
Well, you were right, dude. The homeless people, they
dude, I mean, this thing had floors, okay? That's how big it was.
Was he two-handing it? Double-fisting it?
No, but it was like long.
Oh,
like,
long
strokes, like if you're trying to clean your bow staff,
Did you get a little jealous even though he's homeless?
No,
this guy's on
dude.
The street,
I'm
homeless.
Like, thank God I wasn't walking my kids right now.
Oh, yeah.
And like, so I get real close. It's he's bad, pounding yeah. the pud out of this, what looks like a chocolate bunny, a giant chocolate bunny, right? And I'm like, I go, dude, nobody wants to watch you,
you really say that?
Beat
That's so funny.
Your meat, man. And he goes, oh, my bad. And he takes the blanket, puts it back over himself. And I go.
He said, oh, my bad. That's great.
He goes, oh, my bad. And what? He takes the blanket. He puts it back over himself. And I'm now feeling bad.
Well, no. I mean, you called him out. And he
but think about this, Johnny. That's Hollywood now. Like, there are no rules.
No, it's everywhere.
There's a guy who has to go. There's someone in this country that has to go door to door telling everybody he's a sex offender because he got caught peeing in public.
Yeah.
And okay. This guy's choking chocolate bunnies right there on the sidewalk.
Well, he doesn't ever live anywhere, so he doesn't have to tell anybody. He doesn't have a house.
That's so true, Johnny.
A loophole.
So I, Johnny, feel bad. And I go and I hand him $20 because I felt bad for doing that. And that's my new thing, Johnny. I am now bribing the homeless.
Not to masturbate.
Not to masturbate. And don't fuck with me, dude.
Oh, I got you. Okay, you're hoping like the word gets around, like, hey.
Yeah,
hey,
people
guy.
Are talking. Like, if someone fucks with me, like, an army of homeless will come.
It's like that John Wick movie with Lawrence Fishburne where he's like the king of the homeless people, you know?
Yes.
And the word gets around, like, don't mess with John
Wick.
Yes,
that's what I'm going for. I'm handing out 20s so that I bribe all of my army of homeless.
So if anybody's ever trying to mug you, they can just all come out of nowhere and like... That's great. Well,
I want to be king of the white walking homeless people. That's what I want to look for.
Also, you never know when you might need a place to crash. So.
That's true. Or like shit goes bad, I need to learn how to live on the streets. I can go to my new friends that I've paid and bought their fucking friendship.
Dude, they say Venice now is just, it's like a permanent encampment.
You
there.
Can't sell your house out there for what you bought it for right now. Probably the only place in California.
Unbelievable. I mean, yeah.
And the guy who runs it doesn't live. The guy who's like the city councilman or the mayor doesn't even live in the area.
That shouldn't be allowed. You shouldn't be allowed to run for office somewhere. That's what, I mean, Clinton did the same thing. Hillary Clinton, remember when she like swept into New York and was like, I'm running for Senate.
Yeah. I mean, Maxine Walters does that. She doesn't even live in the area. She lives in a nice section of town and she's been running her district into the ground.
Assholes.
But if, dude, I mean, like, I am king of the homeless.
So what if you say that to that guy and he kind of comes at you with his dick? What's your Krav Maga response to that? Like, he's coming at you just jerking off like this, walking towards you. What's the move?
Oh, dude, there's so many moves.
What would you do, though? in that moment. Because you got Roger the leash in one hand. You don't want to let him go into traffic.
Well, first of all, I grab Roger and throw it at him. I fucking throw Roger at him, right?
And then you just run away?
He goes a block. I would fucking straight kick him right in that giant black dick, okay? Just like, boom!
His kryptonite, his weakness.
And he goes, oh! And then I would take and bang, I knee him, right? And then if he goes, oh! Then I'd just... Boom, you know? I mean, get in, get out. Then I grab Roger.
What if you started jizzing there right at that moment? You hit him in the face. Then
I would have to go for the kill. Johnny, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm like, I know I'm growing older. You know, during this whole pandemic, I've done a lot of soul searching. You know, I've studied a lot of spirituality. I've gone very deep down the spiritual rabbit hole. And, you know, it's like everything is about Zen and Buddha. And I don't need to be Buddha. I'm a dad. And when you're a dad, you don't care. And the sure sign is I shit in the shower recently.
Not on purpose.
No, I did. I did want to leave. Because
not on purpose. Listen, you didn't do that on purpose.
Johnny, I was in a moment I was showering and I felt a mug cat looking for daylight, okay? And I was just like, why, God? Why, when I'm in the middle showering, are you going to make me take a shit?
Better than right after, right?
Surely. No, after, during, I feel it's the same thing. Okay. Is there anything worse than taking a shower and then you got a shit?
Yeah, it's bad. Well, there are worse things like being in a concentration camp, or children
getting leukemia is worse, right? I mean, like, Johnny, I'm talking within.
But like, as far as things that can happen to, you know, relatively healthy person in a shower, that's among the worst.
Let's take out genocide, rape, and things that murder. Are
like life-threatening.
Yeah, like, okay. Yeah. Outside of life-threatening stuff, Johnny, like taking a shit after you shower is pretty bad.
I'm thinking like running out of hot water and taking a shit in the shower. I need to take a shit. Those are like two.
No, I can power through cold water.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually feel like, you know, it's like, hey, dude, stop being a pussy and power through this.
They say that's really good for you. Taking cold water? Yeah, cold showers, yeah. Like really, really healthy. It's like anti-inflammatory.
Oh, really? Well, that's what they do after the games, right? They make these guys
those ice baths. Yeah, they initiate like an anti-inflammatory response in your body. I think something like that.
Yeah. So I mean, like I ain't afraid of that. But man, I'm showering.
This is great.
And I just feel like a mud cat coming.
So wait, okay. So you're standing up.
Yes.
And then you feel it coming.
Yeah. And I have a question. Do I stop the shower, jump up, shit, get back in the shower?
Yes, obviously. Yeah.
No, that's too much work. It's too much work. I can't do it, dude. I have so much energy in this world. I can't spend it getting out of the shower, sitting down.
You're all wet. You got dry.
And Johnny, I gotta be honest with you. Have I talked about this before?
Taking a shit in the shower? No.
I hate taking shits with no pants on.
You'd rather have your pants on?
Yes.
Oh, see, I'm much more comfortable if I'm naked completely.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like there's too much leg room. I need some that, like, handcuffs me right there.
Oh, really? See, I like to just kind of spread out and be comfortable. And
no, dude. I like so something weird, that's anchoring me down.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I need it anchored in. So
what are you worried? You're going to fly off the toilet seat? Is it that bad, brother?
Dude, it's too much. And it, like, to be honest with you, the sensation I start to feel is that I I'm on a slip and slide. I feel like I could slip off, and then it's just...
And then God knows where you'll end up. You might be down the hill, you know, and on Hollywood Boulevard.
Right, right. So I am very, very, very... Like, dude, shitting is such a big... Like psychological.
Yeah, it really seems to be something for you.
Like, dude, I like my biggest fear is clogging someone else's house.
Oh, it's toilet. You cannot skip the. You got to tell me how you. Okay, so what do you squat? Like, are you kind of?
I didn't have to squat that much. I kind of did like a, almost like
over the drain.
I kind of almost did like the warrior pros. Like, no, what is this? Like, what is this in yoga? Like,
I can't remember.
Like this. What is this?
It's not. It's not like warrior pose.
What is this?
Praying mantis, something like that.
Is that praying mantis?
I don't know.
I did a praying mantis, and I just fucking
over. But you turn your
over
ass
the hole,
toward
over
the hole.
Over the hole.
And I pray to the sweet Lord that it doesn't have a grate on it, like one of those grates.
No,
that,
it has like a little thing hole in there. And then I took off
the shower head,
and I just power washed it.
You're an animal.
Johnny, sometimes I shampoo my butthole.
You're an animal.
Do you ever shampoo your butthole?
Yeah. Well, sometimes, like, when I'm doing the shampoo part, I'll just kind of take the fuzzies and, like, the bubbles and
and just get in there.
Yeah, yeah,
somebody made the funniest meme, and it was like, what guys wash in the shower? And it like the redder it was, the more they wash it. And it was two things: armpits and your sack area. Dick, yeah. Right? That's it. Do you get into your feet a lot, Johnny?
Not really, no.
Yeah,
I assume gravity takes care of that.
Yeah, I do too, dude. I'm getting water on it. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't need that shit.
No, I wouldn't think so. But no.
It wasn't my proudest moment, Johnny. But you know what? What I had to do.
You didn't have to, though.
I did, Johnny.
No, you didn't.
Johnny, I'm not going to get out and fucking possibly slip and then shit.
What? Now this is making me have new questions. So what are some of the weird places you have shit before?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I feel like if you're willing to shit in the shower, there are probably a lot of places where you're like, I don't feel like driving back to the bathroom. I'll just shit in the woods or in the park.
I'm very nervous about shitting in the woods because I don't know what to do with my underwear. Like, you shit. Like, do I pull it forward? Like, how do girls do that? Girls are always peeing on the outside.
They squat down, yeah.
Right. So what do they do with their underwear? I mean, they don't tend to have pants. They tend to have skirts and stuff.
Yeah, that's
so they don't have to worry about
that.
They
just move them to the side, I guess.
Right?
Yeah, we can't really do that with the b-hole.
I mean, dude, listen to me, man. We have it really good because we can just turn around and pee. Like, girls have to do a whole production.
We're just so lucky we don't have those Asian things where you have to, like, stand over them, you know?
I don't understand why it's like...
Well, Asian people apparently are better at squatting, like, just genetically.
100. Have you ever seen them? They sit down, yeah. And they smoke.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, this is what we do.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Apparently, that's what... Because we all know Asians are direct descendants of aliens, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on, Johnny. They look like Greys. You wouldn't agree with that? They look like the beginning of the evolution to Greys.
I haven't thought about that, honestly.
Well, Johnny,
some people in every race look like aliens to me.
Johnny.
Like Terrence Mann or whatever. Or not Terrence Mann, the other guy for... Yeah, Terrence Mann. Yeah,
I'm going to be honest with you, Johnny, dude. You know, like, you're not a deep thinker.
Yeah, I'm sorry I haven't contemplated the moral conundrum that is shitting in the shower.
Yeah, exactly, dude. You got to break it all down. It's important to master everything.
Yeah, it seems,
Johnny,
like you really broke it down to get it to go down the drain.
Johnny, thank you for saying that. Because part of me thinks you're mocking me, but the part of me wants to believe that you're being nice.
It's mad respect.
Yes. Yes. So that's what I did, dude. I am in this zen place being a father.
Yeah, I mean, you're not a civilized person. What can I say? That's disgusting. Hey, if you have you shit in the shower, please comment below.
I would love to hear stories of shit in the showers.
At Johnny Woodard on Twitter, at Fat Dragon Pro on Twitter.
I also think like we should get video submissions of people not talking about shitting in the shower, but if they have any questions for us.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Or they could talk about shitting in the shower.
Yeah, send us a video.
And we won't play it unless you're hot.
Tweet at me, at Johnny Woodard. Just say, hey, I'd like to have this question
Johnny, that's asked. So creepy, bro.
I'd like to have this question asked on Broken Simulation.
Johnny, so.
And we will play it probably.
Hey, everybody. I want to tell you about our friends at Lucy Nicotine, okay? Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative, okay? Finally, tobacco has an alternative that doesn't suck, all right? Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine and comes in these 3 flavors: wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Holla at your boy, okay? Lucy has lozenges, okay, with 4 milligrams of nicotine that include the following flavors: cherry, ice, citrus, and mint. They went hard in the paint on that, okay? And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on a flight, at work, at the gym, on the go. It doesn't matter, okay? So it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, okay? And get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges, okay? This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down, okay? Lucy lozenges and gum, okay, also have FSA and HSA eligible, so you'll be able to spend pre-tax dollars on them, okay?
Broken Simulation listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code BROKENSIM to get 20% off all the products on your first order, including gum or lozenges.
That's lucy.co and use promo code BrokenSim, one word, at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code BrokenSim.
So, finishing my Hollywood, like, human safari stuff.
Yeah, we love that.
So, I'm driving to Tinfoil Hat. Johnny, we live about, what, two blocks away from the trans stroll, where all the trans stroll.
Santa Monica.
Yeah, it's Santa Monica
Boulevard.
And Highland. It's not what it used to be, but still like the mecca.
You see that donut shop there, right?
Yeah, they used to have something donuts.
Randy's Donuts?
No. I forget the name. Donut Time.
Donut Time.
Right, it was like mecca of trans, and you would go hang out there, right? Grab some donuts, go, is that guy or girl? Yeah. Have a laugh and go home.
Yeah, I bet that's all you did.
Johnny, during like Gay History Month, I don't think you should be fucking making fun of my lifestyles, okay, Johnny? I think you should let me be me, okay? And whatever I am is who I am.
I wasn't making fun of your lifestyles.
You really
were, Johnny. I was trying to help you
overcome your
denial.
And by the way, can I get into that real quick?
Of course.
You know, did we vote on Gay Pride Month?
I don't. I thought it was just like Pride weekend or week.
Yeah, like how many weeks? And like, dude, pro-gay, pro-trans, do whatever you want. I just want to know, why did we give a month to somebody?
Well, you know what's next, right? You know what's next.
Asian, right?
No. We got the holiday now for Juneteenth. Now it's the Stonewall riots. They're gonna get a federal. I bet you get a federal holiday for that.
What? What's the Stonewall?
You know, the hotel they had that the police kept arresting gay people at the Stonewall Inn. It was like a bar.
Johnny, if it's a day off, I'm for it. I don't care. Dude, I would celebrate Stalin giving anal to Hitler if it means I don't have to go to work. I don't care.
Yeah.
Any day off, I will celebrate almost everything. If it means a day off from work. So no, happy Juneteenth.
Yeah, happy Juneteenth. Happy gay.
How about all the people that love to fucking role play gay slaves? That Juneteenth must be the best. I did it one time.
I know.
Johnny.
I'm just making
sure. You hit it twice.
You didn't acknowledge it, though.
Why is it in the middle of a fucking rant?
You should stop and acknowledge it.
I just did, and I gave you another one, Johnny. I just said fucking rant.
Oh, you idiot.
All right, see? You're so ridiculous. I can't stand that.
Gotcha. What is your idea? What do you mean?
I know it's my idea, and I'm working hard. And I had a great bit that you ruined.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Gay slave role playing on Juneteenth. I mean, that's got to be the best. So anyways... A big way we know that everything's kind of going back to normal in California is the trans hookers aren't walking with masks anymore. Like during the pandemic, they would be walking around with masks on, which I'm like, you're about to blow dudes. Like, why do you have a mask on?
Yeah.
You're putting your mouth in the hot pocket of anything going on.
They did say that COVID could hide in your testes.
You're nuts,
yeah,
right?
You're nuts, yeah.
And these fucking...
You're on a run. I really hate saying it. I bet you've been doing it the whole episode. I really hate saying it.
So, you know, right around there. So, to get from where I live to the studio, I have to go through Transtown. So I go through Transtown. I notice that all the trans are out. Nobody has a mask on. I'm like, it must be summer, right? So I'm driving down, and we're on this one street. I'm not going to say the name of it, but we're on a street. And I'm driving down, and I look in front of me, Johnny, and there is a giant woman on a Walmart Little Rascal.
Okay.
In the middle of the street.
In the road.
In the middle of the road, hauling towards me. And I'm like, oh, she's going to move. I just keep going forward. I'm like, she's going to move. She doesn't move. She swerves more into me.
What?
And now we're hauling towards each other.
Chicken. Game of chicken. Great.
And she's chunky. I'm chunky. We're playing chunky chicken right now, right? We're playing chunky chicken. And dude, she did not care. She had this blank look in her eye, like today's a good day to die.
What on earth?
And we're just hauling to it. Like looked like the worst. Like if they took the entire cast of Fast and Furious, replaced them with fat people, and had them driving. Those scenes were like, who's gonna swerve
and
first?
And like really boring cars. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm way bigger than you, lady.
Well, your car is.
I'm way, yeah. I mean, like physically, body, she's bigger.
You will die.
My car will wreck your little rascal. Just wreck your little rascal.
What on earth is she thinking, this woman?
Does not move. I have to go Top Gun, evasive action. I start to lose it for 2 seconds.
Hit the brakes. Oh,
and I come back. So I just literally do this. Zoom, boom, bang, bang. And I avert what seemed to be like a suicide mission.
Well, temporarily. Who knows what happened after that? Did you try to watch her in your rear view to see where she went?
I looked like what was your problem?
Oh, she's probably dead now.
Probably.
She's probably looking to die, dude. Why else would you do that? She's psychotic, like, break, maybe.
Yeah, and she's just like,
that's so crazy. What is going on in this town? It's weird, man.
Well, by the way, wasn't today a beautiful day? It was so nice.
Yeah, and then I ruined it by waiting in traffic for 45 minutes trying to get here.
It's crazy, dude. I'm sorry you had to do that, John.
No, I mean, it's not your fault. It's just this.
Isn't that weird, dude? I say that all the time. I go, hey, man, I'm sorry. They're like, it's not your fault. And I go, that's not really what I'm saying sorry for. I feel bad you went through that. But everyone's like, why are you apologizing? You didn't do anything. No, I'm not apologizing for it. I'm saying I'm sympathetic to what happened to you, and I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Maybe just say that part then. Maybe say I'm
sympathetic. Say I'm sorry you have to go through that.
I'm sympathetic for what happened.
No. How about I just say, oh, dude, I'm sorry about that.
And I'll keep saying, it's not your fault.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think this.
Do you think I thought it was my fault? Like, okay, before you left the house, I got together with everybody on the 10.
I thought maybe you were trying to say, like, since you picked 4 o'clock, that it was your fault.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was just trying to be nice to you.
Well, thank you.
You know, and you made me feel like shit.
I'm sorry.
Okay, what else do I want? Okay, yeah, but Chunky Chicken. I almost killed a fat person on a Little
Chunky
Rascal.
Chunky Chicken, that's for sure the name of the episode.
It's like today is the day we die. Can you go look at my Instagram? The funniest video, dude. Memes are this is the meme. What is this called when it's just a snippet of video? Is that a meme too?
Maybe.
Is memes just pictures, Johnny?
I don't think so.
Johnny, you're young.
What am I looking for? This is great. Okay, it says...
So, obviously, I never know. These tiny people are like traditional Jews, right?
Yeah.
Traditional tiny Jews.
They're short people.
I can't say tiny?
No, I mean, I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, they're short. I'm just saying it a different way.
Thank you, dude.
Your hand. I'll shake your hand. I'm going to shake your hand. I want to shake his hand. I want to shake his hand. I want to shake his hand.
He's really drunk, right?
And it says companies trying to befriend the LGBTQ community during Pride Month.
So what it is there's a guy on a plane and he's trying to get through.
Think of every football coach that you think secretly hates his black players.
Yeah, it's this old tall guy and he's trying to get through security on a plane or like what are they fucking called? The steward, and to get to this Jewish couple, and he's just like on. I want to shake his hand. I want to shake his hand.
I want to shake your hand. Let's just say he has Papa John's energy. Would you agree on that?
He's so weird. He's extremely drunk, if you ask me. Look, he starts like walking to him with this mean face. And you know this is like their first time in America, probably coming over from like Israel or somewhere like that. And and then this giant guy just starts stalking them down the airplane.
They're just so tiny.
Oh, it's
so tiny.
That's such a weird video.
Isn't that a weird video? I want to shake your hand.
I want to
shake your hand.
He's drunk, right?
Did you see that? Like, I think Amex now. Or Visa will allow you, if you're trans, to have your trans name on your credit card. And they're like making it. So will you look this up? I think they have a commercial. Can we watch this? It's unbelievable. I mean, like, do I care? No.
MasterCard.
Is that it? You got to watch the commercial.
MasterCard is launching, quote, true name for transgender non-binary customers.
I mean, like, how many of these cards are getting printed?
Handing over my card.
This is exactly what you were just talking about, or that meme is addressing. It's like companies trying to get on the good side of the gay movement for this month. Yeah.
Handing over my card makes me feel very anxious and nervous.
Just a total invalidation of my identity.
Non-binary people.
The name on their card is a reminder of who they're not.
Because I try not to focus on that because it happens so often.
I used to have moments of anxiety and moments of panic.
It puts me in a place where I feel like I'm in danger. It just...
Wait. What...
This is
handing over a card makes you feel like you're in danger because it doesn't have the name that you want to call yourself right now.
I mean, I listening to them, I understand what they're saying.
The danger. There's
but the commercial makes it look just, it's like way dramatic. And this is somewhat dramatic.
I think you should probably be able to put whatever you want on the card.
I think you should.
Yeah, but the danger element is just like, wow.
I want my credit card to say Captain Fuckstick, okay? Like, how great would that be? Yeah, but. Sure. But I understand that, but what percentage of the population is this helping?
No, it's such a tiny. I mean, I bring this up every time when we talk about this, but the LGBT.
I have trans friends!
The LGBT percentage is way, way overestimated by most people. They say most people think that the LGBT numbers are. They guess it's like 13%, something like that, and it's actually around 4%.
4% of the population's gay.
LGBTQ, the whole spectrum.
Oh, the whole spectrum.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay, the demographics of sexual orientation and gender and identity in the United States have been studied. A 2017 Gallup poll concluded that 4.5% of adult Americans identified as LGBT. With 5.1% of women identifying as LGBT, with compared to 3.9% of men.
How many more women?
It's 5.1 to 3.9%.
Yeah, because a bunch of them are like these hot chicks are like, I'm bisexual just to get like clicks and views.
Yeah.
Like I remember when back when TMZ was like something, which is amazing. Like thank God that's dead, right? Yeah. And. They would be like, blah, 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 from the pop group, blah, blah, blah. Nobody knew who she was. And she's like, I'm bisexual. And you're like, oh, wow, lady who's super hot.
Yeah, you really.
Are you brave? Are you milk?
You're really stepping out of
a closet. Yeah, it's like, oh, you do coke off a pro athlete's dick and you eat pussy. Wow, bravery. There we go. How do you live your life, right? It's unbelievable.
If you're like me, you're maybe looking to get your finances together, learn a little bit more about business. I turned to a number of different podcasts for this, and they all put me to sleep. That is, until I found Brad and David, the hosts of IP Frequently. They do this miraculous sort of blend of solid business advice, 80s music, and headline news. It all goes into this cohesive package that is informative and entertaining. So check those guys out. Again, that's Brad and David of IP Frequently. It's not a chronic condition. It's actually a podcast. And stay up to date with their weekly stream of episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Again, that's IP Frequently. And you can stay up to date on their weekly stream of episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Highly recommend those guys. Check them out, folks.
So speaking of TMZ, Johnny, have you heard about how like everybody's like finally rallying around Britney?
Yes, I have. Good for
And
her.
We talked about this long before. And by the way, I know it's a different podcast, but I'm going to tell you something, man. If you want the news before it happens, watch Tim Foyle Hat.
Yeah.
Because we've done all this stuff that's going on now before it happened, all of it. So
she spoke in court recently is what kind of ignited this whole thing. And she talked about how she said all the things that we assumed. She wants to get out of this. She wants to be able to sue her family. She wishes they would let him sue her family. She didn't know that she could request to be out of this thing, this conservatorship. She didn't know that.
Yeah, her dad found that out. Listen, it's very interesting because As you know, Johnny, will you look up a piece of me video?
Is this the one that,
I'm in? That yeah. Johnny, you should know by
looking up her skirt. Yeah.
Yes. As you guys know, I was in two very famous videos. I was in Michael Jackson's, I think, last music video, me and Jason Tebow. And I was also in the Britney Spears.
Wait, what's the MJ song?
My goal is to lose.
What's the Michael Jackson
song? I don't even remember the name of it.
Hold on.
No,
here.
It's going to be the next one when she shows up. Right? Gonna, oh, here it comes.
That's Sam.
There's
right there.
Daddy. Keep it going.
That's Sam right there. He's wearing that hat I was talking about that he used to wear all the time.
Yeah, yeah. There it is. Look who's looking over there. Daddy is. Bam!
Were you really looking when you did that?
Johnny, did I have glasses on? Did I look up into Britney Spears' vagina?
You did, yeah, of course.
She was wearing underwear. I always say I saw where babies came from. I can't do that to her.
She was wearing underwear, but you saw
really
her
at that point she's just coming out cuckoo town.
Yeah, that's true.
And she kept dating these. So this video, which is based,
good acting, I have to say, you really played the creep.
Well, like, you know, this video is based off of my video. Can you put in Sam Tripoli Fake Heat, which is based off...
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Okay, we don't have to show it, Johnny.
No, I don't think we've shown it on here.
Okay, it's called Fake Heat Sam Tripoli. Yeah, that's it right there. Can we play that, or will we get dinged for my own shit?
I don't... I mean, unless you are doing the copyright. Hey. I don't know what kind of music it's got. This music kick is cool.
What's that?
That's Jason Tebow there.
Yeah. Chad, 32 years old. Oh, my God, how old is this?
What?
What did it say you were? 32?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 5 minutes of bad stand-up.
No naked chicks left?
What?
Famous dudes. You know why? Because famous dudes got heat.
Hang on one second, buddy. I'm working here.
Dude, how am I going to get heat? If you can't make heat, fake heat. Fake heat, man. I'm on a so fake funny. Heat.
Hey, will you show this? Will you add this to the links?
Here we go. Here we go, man. Oh, look at these.
So basically,
guys.
What I did in
perfect.
This is I went.
Chris.
I went and acted like I got Mexicans from Home Depot.
Paparazzi.
What's that?
Who are these guys? Who are these actors?
These are comics.
Get them back. I got cameras in back. Everybody in back.
Ominous. Let's go.
Let's rock and roll! Paparazzi!
Who is that?
That's
holy crap! I think that's Ray Romano!
No, that's Adam Goldberg.
No, that's totally Ray Romano!
He's a person!
Adam Goldberg, that's so funny.
Paparazzi,
Scott. Does that look like my daughter now? Like,
yeah.
Raise my heart rate. This is the morning. Please, guys, stop.
Hey, I got fan mail. Guys.
This is so stupid.
That's
hilarious.
I got this. Stand back. Cabronesos, mi amigos.
Azul?
Rojo.
It makes no sense because you're only impressing the guys that you paid.
Bad Fight Club! Bad Fight Club! Half these guys are dead.
Oh, that's sad. Look at Skinny Sam.
I think it's time to take this heat to the club!
This is so silly.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Guys, honestly, just no pop.
I'm doing stand-up.
Is this a real set?
Honestly, yeah, I bombed so hard.
Anybody here work out? Guys, respect my space. Respect me. I've been working out. I was at the gym the other day. I was looking in the mirror. I realized I have chiseled fat. Anyone else have that? Guys, guys, they can't see me. Paparazzi, you freaking vultures. Please get off me, man. Hey, anybody see the late night commercials? You guys ever see those late night commercials?
Were they cool with you doing this?
Well, you know, the before and after, before. After.
Mira la cámara, cabrón.
I know, get this side, it's my better side. Before and after. Who knows the biggest difference between the commercial seems to be a smile and a tan? Anyone knows?
That was a little sweetened up.
My space. All right, that's been my time. Thank you guys very much. Cool, man. Just
my friend Andrea, she has huge tits. Her son's been on a Tim Pool hat.
Hand job to Andy Dick, but he's not funny or a celebrity.
Oh, yeah. For the most part, I'm just really just a person. Guys, please get out of here, please. Guys, taxi, taxi, please.
My girl.
Bobby,
Bobby Lee, Mad TV.
A-list, baby.
I'm huge in Japan.
Dude, great. By the way, that video is the basis for, that's where they got the idea for Piece of Me.
What?
Dana helped me produce that.
Why are you calling yourself Sam Shogun? Is that a name that you used to call yourself or something?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You've gone through a lot of iterations, like a lot of different.
Yeah, well, I'm a crazy Johnny. The other day, Dana caught me talking to myself violently.
Like what?
I was just like, and I was talking about how, like, oh yeah, the Clippers should have won Game 2, and you fucking know it. And I was arguing. Oh man, what am I up to? 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
I tricked you. I goaded you into that. I did that.
You
on purpose,
really did. Johnny,
I know. I literally did it on purpose.
$5. So Johnny, I want to end on this.
Go on.
So I'm happy Britney's getting her things back. Just the end that her dad kind of came in and stabilized it, but then he probably realized all this money was coming in and he wanted to keep it. And like, you have to be a real scumbag to take your kid's money.
The worst.
The worst. The worst.
Family. Fucking over family is one of the worst things. It tells you that somebody doesn't have a conscience is what it tells you.
Like, especially when they're an adult. Like you know, these parents who get their kids in, they're scumbags. Yeah. But they take a little of the money to survive. I understand that.
Yeah, at least they're not renting them out, you know, to pedos and stuff.
Well, I mean, dude, you don't think Britney's shish kebab because of stuff that happened to her?
No, but I'm saying, like, if that's the worst you're doing, though, is stealing a little money from your kid.
Yeah.
They, you know, you're.
But as a kid,
in Hollywood,
they don't need the money, right? Yeah. And then they get older, like, I got no money. You're like, fuck, we had to survive. I stopped. Didn't say the effort. I stopped.
You did.
But to have her at her age and you're taking her money, and do you hear the next thing? They're making her have an IUD.
Yeah, I heard that. That's unbelievable.
Like, to me, it's like, how is that legal?
Is that real? I wonder. This is from the LA Times. Can Britney Spears conservators force her to keep her IUD? Is that even legal? So, yeah, I mean, that's a real thing.
Like, dude, this girl is Southern to the bone, right? She just wants to have more kids. Right?
It's unreal. Yeah.
But let's be honest. The one thing we could all agree on, Britney has the worst taste in men. Like,
oh, the
like
worst.
Like, it's like, I get it. Like, she should be able to make her own decisions. But we all know when it comes to guys, she's going to make the worst decision possible.
Like, her taste in men is so bad that you could almost get it.
She
like,
has sex with white rappers. Like, yeah. Is there any worse than that?
Kevin Federline is worse. I mean, he is the worst.
I mean, imagine Britney Spears pushing your album and nothing happening with it. At the time she pushed it. Now, I'm sure he's a nice guy. We don't know him.
I'm not sure.
And, what?
I'm not sure he's a nice. He might be a bastard. I don't
know. Okay, that's true, Johnny. That's true. That's a good point.
I just don't want to see. What if it turns out he's like a pedo or something, and then you're on the record saying, I'm sure he's a nice guy. You don't want to be on the record.
Why do you call it pedo? It's pedo.
Pedo, whatever.
Pedo.
Pedophile.
Pedo. That doesn't sound like pedo. I'm just saying. It sounds weird, Johnny.
So, I think it's a British pronunciation. I think I picked it up from
Johnny, UK, you know, so. Broken Sim is a great show. You have a great show. Thank you for letting me be on it. And I've been doing the road a lot lately, and I've had some wonderful experiences. Some you need to know about me, Johnny. My road trips now, my shows are becoming the Grateful Dead of comedy.
What, you're getting the same people showing up?
No. People showing up, but everyone's coming with shrooms.
Oh, okay. Is this the Houston thing?
Houston and recently in Bakersfield.
Oh, okay. 109. That's what you're talking about.
Bakersfield, the guy showed up, big beard with a bag full of shrooms, just handing shrooms to everybody.
Shroom Santa.
Shroom Santa showed up.
Do you trust that if somebody's handing out
shrooms? Well, I'm sober, Johnny, and I won't do shrooms for a very long time. I have my own theories on what shrooms.
What do you mean a very long time? What does that mean?
Johnny, I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you.
I mean, do you have a time in mind? Like when you get old or something? Like decrepit?
I don't see shrooms as relapse.
Well, then why wouldn't you just do them whenever?
Because I want a year of doing nothing.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Right, that's my goal.
I thought you meant like decades from now or something.
No. I want a year. And I don't even know if that. I mean, I'm really enjoying being sober. Like, it's such a blessing to wake up. I'm working very hard on discipline right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I'm going to fast. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to. The only time I've broken it like twice. And it's only because, like, when I'm performing, I just can't eat before the time I'm supposed to stop. So I might have one thing be like, okay, but I'm really dedicated to it. I'm dedicated to waking up in the morning. I'm dedicated to doing my prayers, which sounds stupid, but it just helps me.
But you're looking to, like, exert your will on your life.
Yes. Okay. Like, there's a book, I think, called The Rider and the Elephant. And I think I butchered the name of it. But it's about how your body is like a wild animal. And you have to, learn to rein it in.
It's kind of like The War of Art, that book with Stephen Pressfield that Rogan used to talk about a lot. It's how you have to overcome. There's kind of some inertia to not doing stuff.
Yeah.
And to kind of giving in to your desires. But once you overcome that, you can kind of get momentum the other way.
You know what helped me? You know what else is kind of, I like my porn addiction. I've really taken a break.
Oh, okay.
And it's like porn doesn't have the same feel. It's not like.
Not as much power over you.
Yeah, I'm not like, oh, yeah. I'm like,
Interesting.
I do like phone sex.
What about sexting? Is that a thing?
No, I don't do. I don't even do phone sex anymore. But I like back in the day, I used to love the phone sex. I just want to hear women say unholy shit. You know, it's not even about whether it's real. Just how weird can you fucking get? Oh, five.
I knew it was coming. I could see it. It was loading up.
Okay, but back to what I was talking about. So, everyone's doing shrooms at the show. It's pretty funny. So let's start with.
Is that a crowd you want? The people load up on shrooms.
I am adaptable.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, because it's also like, I'm gonna be honest with you. My crowd loves stand up. They wouldn't even mind if I just grabbed a chair, sat down, and just started talking.
Yeah, but do you want a crowd full of people kind of admiring the qualities of the light above the stage? You know, is that?
You know what, dude? I'm very much go with the flow, bro.
Look at the waves coming off of that light while Sam Trimble's just trying to crush down here.
Maybe. I don't know. I just enjoy the moment, man. Because there was a time when nobody came to see me.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know? Cool. So I just enjoy it. And whatever they're on. As long as they're not heckling. That's my biggest thing. Yeah. So we go to Houston. I love Houston, right? You know why. Why do I love Houston?
Futuristic black women.
Yes, very much. And they're beautiful. I love them very much. And it's always a good time. We did four shows. We packed them out. I was very happy with them. You know, to go from wanting just to fill one show with me and Eddie to doing four, which I felt were, for the most part, full. You know, the biggest problem right now, Johnny, is like people starting shows when people are still driving home from work or there's traffic. Like, the Clipper game the other day, like it started at 6 p.m. Everybody's everyone's driving home from work at 6 p.m. Yeah. That's why when it starts, like it's almost embarrassing that the first couple rows at the Clipper game are empty. It was like nobody's there. It's like, no, they're trying to get there. It's like the idiot Adam Silver, that freaking alien, decides because they want the East Coast
now
to watch.
He looks like a gray alien for sure.
I you know my opinion of Adam Silver. I think he's doing an awful job.
Yeah.
And by the way,
Rob Manfred are the two worst.
They're doing awful. They make like
almost like it's on Paul Tagliabue. Yeah.
No, who's the guy for the for the NFL?
Oh, Goodell, Roger
Goodell. They make Goodell look like a saint compared to how badly they're hurting their product. But, you know, it's just impossible. So you're really concerned about the East Coast, and you're ruining the home court advantage of the team that is playing
out. That East Coast bias thing is real. They don't give a shit about the East Coast, the West Coast rather. Like the people watching and stuff, they just want to make sure that everybody on the East Coast gets it in prime time.
But the whole point of having a major market there, right?
Yeah. But
is to get the major market to watch.
Yeah, well, I think they take it for granted, though, that they're going to watch because it's, you know, it's West Coast. I mean, it's their team.
So we're doing shows like in Houston, and it's nobody's fault. The Secret Group is great. We're like kind of their first big show back, right?
Yeah.
They're really great. But I made the mistake of realizing 7 p.m. on a Friday, the earliest show should be 8 on a Friday because people have to go to work.
What time was it? What time did you do the show?
7.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just too early, man.
Because traffic in Houston is bad.
Oh, it's it's just as bad as L.A.
Yeah.
But so we did 2 shows. So we do the first show stand-up. Second show is something called Swarm Tank, where people come up and pitch us their conspiracies.
I heard that went really well.
It was a lot of fun. So the second show, the Mushroom Santa shows up. He just shows up, and he's just handing little baggies of shrooms to everybody. And he hands me shrooms, and I'm like, I don't do shrooms. I go to the owner, hey, man, you want these shrooms? He's like, yeah. Because, you know, it's like even when I'm selling tickets, I have that old me in me that's like begging for acceptance from the owners of the clubs. Like I'm super insecure.
Want to get on a good side? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super insecure.
I can't trust anything anybody gives to me. My brain is so paranoid that I wouldn't trust it. I couldn't trust it.
Who's I talking to? Somebody's starting shroom that's the next frontier, by the way. Everybody's doing like doing marijuana podcasts. The new one will be shroom podcasts. People like microdosing and just talking about the world.
That's a whole different podcast than the marijuana podcast.
I mean, you don't want to go super hard into it. But, like, people just are going to start microdosing and doing their podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're not already doing that. That's the point. It's like, that will be the new outlaw.
Yeah.
I
imagine Joey Diaz is beating us to this already. I'm sure he's.
Of course. Yeah. So we do the show, right? And we're about to have the show. We have a musical act opening. This really funny guy from Austin, he comes up and he's the Notorious White Boy. He does rap. Before conspiracy rap,
Notorious White Boy. Okay,
yeah, and he's really funny, and he's a good dude. So, I'm about to introduce him, give him a proper introduction. I can't find Reed, who's the host, so I go up and do it, dude. And hand to God, I'm about to introduce him. This dude jumps on stage and starts running at me, and I'm like,
with a mean look or what?
It's just a kind of a. I'm gonna tell you, he looked.
Did he have the same look as that woman on the Walmart scooter?
No.
Okay.
It was more of a blank stare, which is more scary than anything.
Okay.
But I will tell you that he had the vibe of a Care Bear.
What? I don't even know what that means.
Like, he had no.
He was just kind of boom, boom.
He had no scary energy. He was like tiny. Okay. He was tiny, not fat, but fluffy. And he was just coming at me. And I'm like.
Not fat, but fluffy. Okay.
You know, it's just like he looked like a stuffed animal.
Okay. I feel like you might have been on shrooms describing
this
guy.
No. Because I'm like, I'm really good at reading energies. Like, I really trust myself on energies.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. And I'm watching this thing and I'm like, this guy. Okay.
How big's the stage that he can be running at you for this long?
It's a pretty big stage.
Okay.
It's not like a theater stage. It's a rock club stage, but it's pretty long.
Yeah, okay.
And he gets up and he starts running
Where's
at
security?
Me.
Security?
I don't know. I mean, security's letting people in. And, you know, I'm not really worried about it. It's an Eddie Bravo show. Half the room is 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah, yeah.
So if something's going to pop, I'm not worried about it. So he runs at me. I just gotta watch. And he grabs the microphone. And he's like, dude, we're all in this together. I love you so much. We're all in this together. I'm like, okay, buddy, thank you.
What?
Thank you. I'm like, the owner's like, come on down.
Oh,
on down. So they had to talk him down. That was night one. I mean, that was before the
what
show.
What do you think was going on with that guy? Personally.
Shrooms,
okay. Yeah.
So then we're doing stand-up, we're doing the show, and people were allowed to come up and pitch us their conspiracy. So this one guy, He's a real, like, he goes, you know, tinfoil hat, man, changed my life. I love you. I go, how old are you? He goes, I'm 22. I'm like, man, this kid is really smart and really, like,
Mexican.
Deep
oh.
into understanding how the universe works. Like, imagine, like, knowing what you know through being on the show. You knew that 22? Oh, like, how much, like, your difference.
Well, dude, I could, I mean, it's the true, it's such a cliche. But this idea of if you could impart everything you know as you get older on yourself when you were like in high school or
yeah.
college,
yeah.
your life would be so much better, man.
Oh, yeah, the decisions you would make?
Yeah, dude. Like, I used to worry so much that people would like die around, so I would like, and didn't enjoy life. You know, I'd be worried about losing my family and shit like that. But if I'd known now, it's just like, dude, just let it go, man, and just enjoy yourself.
As my friends get older, they talk a lot about their legacy. They're like, what's my legacy? I go, who gives a fuck? Nobody cares about your legacy, dude. You nobody. When you die, you're lucky if anyone talks about you. I say it with Johnny Carson. Look at, is anybody talking about Johnny Carson anymore?
Not really. No, I mean, guys, you know, who are influenced by him directly, but other than that,
right?
Not really. You know,
I mean, like as big
and he
as
he was, the biggest. I mean, he was the guy.
I mean, Joe Rogan's pretty big, and when he's done.
Stern's the same way, and he's still doing broadcasts. He's just on satellite radio, and nobody talks about him anymore.
Right? So it's just like, don't worry about your legacy. Who cares? Nobody cares. You know, it's like your legacy should be only concerned by one person on how you help them. That's it.
By the way, if you want to learn more about Howard Stern and his legacy, check out the leaked staff meeting that he ran that's on YouTube. If you want to learn a little more about Howard Stern, check that out.
Why was it? What
it's
about
just
it?
Really weird. Like he's almost like a CEO the way he runs that show, and it's kind of depressing. There's no rock and roll to it at all. It's just somebody leaked it. You know, he had like a big staff meeting. He's like on the stage with a PowerPoint. It was like an Apple presentation. Like we're gonna kick ass in 2020 or what? You know, whatever year it was.
But didn't you say he's got somebody in his life now?
Yeah,
that's
Marcy Turk, this woman who. He got into this almost like a cult of organization. It's like one of those books that tells you how to organize your life. And he became obsessed with it. And then he brought over the woman that ran that company and made put her basically above Gary and everybody and pissed everybody off. And it's, yeah, it ruined the show. It made it more celebrity focused.
I mean, I can't believe how nobody talks about how his logo is the Marxist fist. It just, yeah. It really does blow my mind. But
anyway, sorry.
But
So
the show goes. Yeah. Before the show starts, Eddie Bravo pulls me aside.
Okay.
He's like, hey, dog, I got to tell you something. I go, what? He goes, I'm full on tripping on shrooms right now. I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, oh, my God.
How many minutes is he expected to do?
No. So I purposefully, because everybody on the show likes to have a good time, two shows would have been chaos to do stand-up. You know, Swarm Tank is perfect because everyone can just sit back.
Oh, wait, when was he telling you this?
It's Swarm Tank's second night.
Okay, so right before, after the show and then before Swarm Tank.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So he doesn't have to do comedy. He's just got to sit on panel for Swarm Tank.
Yeah,
okay.
He's like, hey, man, I'm really tripping balls on shrooms.
Was he having like a problem with it? Like
No. He was just like in it though. You could tell.
Okay.
And then there was a lot of people on shrooms that night. So we start the show. This Mexican comes up. The kid I told you about, 22 years old, started listening to the show like 3 years ago. It like dude came up and right before he's about to drop knowledge, fucking Care Bear jumps on stage again, runs across stage. Grabs the mic and starts talking to his friend.
What?
Just and I. He's like, dude, we're in this together. I love you so much.
This is so
we're
weird.
We're going to go out together. We're going to go out together. We're going to kill them all. I'm like, okay. Just got really weird.
We're going to kill them all?
Yeah. You got to listen to it. I don't know the exact words, but it was like a
it's
weird.
It's recorded?
Yeah.
We're going to see this?
Oh, yeah. We're going to put it out.
I can't wait.
It was so funny, dude. It was so
trip.
Funny. So that was it, dude. Like, just like it was great having people come up and pitch their ideas. And it's like, I have to learn how to do it because it, you know.
How long did you do that?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half, okay.
Filled it up. It's a great way to do the show. People loved it because they were like, well, what we used to do is stand up and then the end would be Q&A. And they, like, I always be like, oh, that was awful.
You need to do a podcast tour. Just do the podcast after your comedy show, like, and tour that around.
That's what I do. That's what Swarm Tank basically is.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Yeah.
And Johnny, you just don't want to go on the road. Because you're afraid of stand-up.
That's a terrible way to get back to doing it. It's just a touring on the road.
Back in the day, that's what you did. You went on the road, you honed your act, you came back to L.A., New York, and showed everybody what you were doing.
No, I mean like at a tinfoil show where everybody already knows who I am and everything. That it would be embarrassing. Can we talk about McAfee?
Okay, you don't want to hear my final thing about Bakersfield.
I thought you were done.
So I go to Bakersfield, and Bakersfield's very interesting because I'm on my own. It's not me. I've been doing really well on the road, but I don't know how I'm going to draw in Bakersfield.
Yeah, and Bakersfield is kind of a weird place, too.
It's a great place, but it's like, how am I going to draw on Bakersfield? I end up doing well. Two pretty packed shows. I mean, they weren't completely sold out.
Wait,
but they
what days? Over 2 days or one?
One day, two shows.
Okay.
And I brought Chris Neff with me.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Okay.
And he did great. I'm trying to convince Chris to smile while he's doing his act. Because
he's got a crazy look. Yeah.
He goes up with a fucking ponytail and a hat on. Right? That's like every guy on Catch a Predator.
He's a wild dude. I love Chris Neff.
He has to wash his asshole before he does stand up.
What?
Yeah, you're like a germ freak. He's a super germ freak. Yeah, I'm surprised he doesn't walk around in a hazmat suit.
Yeah, I think that's why we get along, because I relate to all that weird
stuff. Yeah, I'm surprised you guys don't even shake each other's hand. You just like wave at each other from across the room. You know, neither of you like talk that stuff. So we went there. Shroom Santa shows up again.
Wow.
Yeah. Everybody was on shrooms, dude. But the reason I want to tell you is because we go to Bakersfield. It's 109
degrees.
109.
109 degrees?
109 degrees.
Ugh.
The club called The Well, which is beautiful, is next to a church.
Yeah, okay.
This church is in basically a track mall. Like, it took over a track mall.
Like a strip mall? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, no, like, okay. And it just turned it into a church. It's 109 out, and they're like, screw it. We're just going to love the Lord. And they do a festival outside that nobody showed up to because it's 109. But there is a bouncy house in which kids are having to jump out and enjoy Christ.
That sounds
miserable. In 109 degrees.
That sounds miserable. That sounds like the worst. I can't think of a worse thing to be in a rubber bouncy house.
Yeah, this
in a parking lot.
This is the most like Napoleon Dynamite area you could go to. Like, that is Bakersfield. It has a very Napoleon Dynamite feel to it, right? And it's like the Taekwondo dojos next door to the club. And it basically, logo is basically like two dudes looking like they're scissor sistering. Right? Nothing says small town more than Taekwondo.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Right?
That or karate. Yeah. Like a karate dojo.
Jason Tebow, black belt in it. Doesn't talk about that enough.
Taekwondo or karate?
And Taekwondo.
No kidding.
You know, when
orange,
he gets
orange belt in karate. Maybe.
When he gets drunk and fights homeless people.
Well, dude, have you seen his pinky finger? He's got like an extra, like, nodule here on his pinky finger.
What does that mean?
It's like a lump that comes out of his pinky finger like this from where he fought that homeless guy.
Oh,
it's really gross.
He's the best. All right, Johnny, how much more time do we got?
Well, I think we should talk about McAfee. People were asking me on Twitter about it. I mean, he was one of my favorite guests. He's one of my favorite personalities on the internet of these past couple of years on Twitter. It's sad that he's gone, but I mean, can there be any doubt? You know, we talked about it. The guy's got a tattoo that says $ and whacked on his arm in case he gets taken out. There's no doubt that he was taken out, right? There can be no doubt.
I don't think there's any doubt, but the smallest window is if you're going to jail in the United States and you just don't want to go through it, you get off yourself, right?
Yeah.
But here's the whole thing. Like, I'm kind of emotionally spent on like looking into everything that is like, what does this mean?
It can be exhausting.
To me, Pat McAfee killing himself isn't as interesting as that building in Miami.
Not Pat McAfee.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Pat McAfee's got a great morning show.
Yeah.
What's his name?
John McAfee.
John McAfee. Sorry. Rest in peace, John McAfee. Hope some people don't think we're making light of it. He's been on a show. We had a great time. He's a very nice guy. And it was an honor to have him on.
Yeah.
And rest in peace. Now, I find that building blowing up in Miami way more interesting than anything else. And now people are trying to make connections between that. So we'll see what happens, dude. I just find it super interesting. And guess who's like the congressperson of that area?
Who?
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So of course there's shadiness involved with that.
So many people still missing too. Like 99 people still missing. That's crazy. Okay. So what do you want to do the news now?
Yeah.
Okay. This story is wild. Wait, hold on. That's not the right thing. Okay, here we go. This is from Lexington, Channel 18. Redneck rave at Kentucky Park ends with 48 people being charged, a throat slashing, and an impalement. Okay, so this is what people, you know, people are getting kind of wild now.
Yeah, because they've been locked up all the time. But exactly. Where is this? Was Kentucky really bad with lockdowns, or was it one of those red states where like, fuck you?
I don't know, man. Kentucky is getting getting international attention for a recent 5-day party billed as, quote, a redneck rave. It looks like they try to do their own Burning Man thing. Dozens of people were arrested or cited. Blue Holler Off-Road Park in Edmondson County hosted last week's event that organizers said would feature, quote, mud, music, and mayhem. It was mayhem for sure. The sheriff told WNKY that 14 people were arrested and another 34 were cited on criminal charges that range from assault and strangulation to drug and alcohol possession. One man reportedly had his throat slit and a woman was allegedly choked until she was losing consciousness in a fight over a blanket.
Okay, so my whole opinion is on this is like this happens at festivals all the time.
Throat slashings?
Well, maybe not throat slashing,
here's a look at this.
Because look at that, dude. You don't think chaos is gonna happen where there's like trailers and everything?
Look, it's all like ATVs.
I think rednecks get the worst rap. I gotta be honest with you, man.
I mean, I grew up.
I love them, man. When I see them in my crowd, I love them, dude.
You should have heard my accent when I was a kid, dude. It was,
do your impression.
I had the most southern. Hey, man, what's going on?
Yeah, dude. Hey, man.
Hey,
what happened? You started reading?
Well, no, I went to, honestly, I went to DC in middle school on like a field trip. Not a field trip, but like a camp sort of setting where you stay with people from around the country. And I was like, boy, my accent is really weird.
Your accent
I became self-conscious about it. And then
started working
And
on
I remember
it?
I called my mom from... No, I changed it immediately. And I called my mom from there, and she was like, why are you talking like that?
And how'd you do it? You went from, hey, man, to hello,
well, to what you hear today.
Did you do like the King's Speech?
Oh, well, yes, I did. Yeah.
Every time I see that movie, I thank God for black people.
What, we would just all be born?
We'd be
like
talking
that,
about, tis thou has come for my lady's honor. Go F yourself.
Oh, dude, you got out of it there.
That's okay. Good. I don't have a problem with the rednecks. I think that story is just BS. If a lot of, did it say how many people were there?
I already closed it. Sorry. But it was, it looked like a lot. I don't know.
Like what? Give me a number.
Hundreds.
Thousands. Hundreds?
I don't know. Shit, man. I don't know. I closed it. Hold on.
Johnny, never close until I say next story. I know it's your podcast.
Rave people. 15,000 people. Upwards of 15,000 people.
So 15,000 people, 14 arrested. People are drinking. It's not that crazy.
Well, about 60 people total were cited. There was a throat slashing and...
I don't think it's that crazy.
Someone choked. Okay. This is from UPI. A customer left. I would just hit this real quick. Customer leaves $16,000 tip. This is your gospel of abundance on a $37 bill at a New Hampshire bar. Workers at a New Hampshire restaurant said they were stunned when a customer left a $16,000 tip on his $37 bill. Michelle McCudden, a bartender at Stumble Inn Bar and Grill in Londonderry, said the customer, who is not a regular, had ordered a couple hot dogs, some cocktails, and fried pickles before asking for his bill. He's kind of a mystery man, she told the news.
Yeah, how big is her tits?
Yeah, they must be.
How big is her tits?
It was on a credit card statement. They put it down next to the register, and he said three times, don't spend it all in one place. That's what made her flip it over and look. And she's like, oh, my God, are you serious?
And
he said, I want you to have it. You guys work hard.
Yeah, and you got big tits.
Yeah, I think he probably said those guys work hard, and she just misunderstood.
Yeah, point to the tits. Your tits work hard.
Yeah,
so the question is, do you think that her coworker said she should split it?
Well, she says, we went up to him and we thanked him. It's just been a really tough year for all of us. For someone to do something like this really restored my faith in humanity. He just said that we worked really hard and wanted to do something nice.
Yeah, like glaze her tits.
And the money will be split among the 8 servers on duty that night.
So everyone gets $2,000.
You see, if it was me, I wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah, I would have been like, oh my God, dude, I gotta go bathroom. And then he comes back, thanks. Hey, do you guys enjoy that money? Everyone's like, what money? The money I left, I said to give to everybody. You're like, no, what was it? $16,000.
I think that's like a curb bit. Yeah, that's great. Okay. Search is on for COVID-19 patient who escaped out a 6th-floor window of an Osaka hotel. Since the early days of COVID-19, Japan has had a system in which moderate cases of infection are treated in a hotel rather than a hospital or at home. There's a way of killing 2 birds with 1 stone, they say, by reducing the burden on medical facilities. But this guy, on June 19th, was hospitalized, or rather hotelized, they say, at an APA hotel. Because he was in his 20s, he was not thrilled, naturally, with being confined to a hotel for weeks and made a daring escape on June 22nd. Nurses are generally checking in on them around the clock with phone calls. But
dude, how much dick are you slinging at those nurses while you're there?
You're so bored. Yeah,
you're like, come on, man. We're stuck here. Let me hit it.
You have COVID.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have a lot of things like this fucking root. Let's do it.
I'll wear a condom, God.
Dude, I want what you got.
The man broke the stopper that prevented the window from opening.
Oh, a stopper? We'll just put the stopper here. They can't get out, can they, possibly?
He got out from the 6th floor, though, dude. And so he didn't go down the stairwell. He went down the outside like a cat burglar or whatever, you know, like some Mission Impossible shit. Anyway, I was just impressed by that guy.
Drastic times take drastic man. Now this guy's running around like the outbreak monkey.
Yeah, yeah. This is from Penn Live. Police break up exorcism in a Pennsylvania Home Depot. Police in Lackawanna County broke up an exorcism in the lumber aisle of a home improvement store.
Oh, yeah, totally lumber.
Details are scarce on what exactly was going on inside the Home Depot on Commerce Drive in Dixon City Monday afternoon, but police were called around 3:26 p.m. to escort several people out of the store for bad behavior. According to reports, the exorcism was held for the trees that had been turned into lumber.
Oh, that so these are like eco-terrorist people?
The police blotter item posted on the Dixon Police Facebook page gave few clues as to what happened. Here's exactly what it said. 3:26 p.m., Commerce Boulevard at Home Depot for disorderly people having an exorcism in the lumber aisle for dead trees. They were escorted for the building.
Are these the people who like go to Red Lobster and free the lobsters?
Yeah, that's exactly what you got.
Right? Like, how bored are you in your life when you're trying to pray for the lumber?
Right? I mean, that's just a sign of the times, dude.
Yeah,
Shit's getting crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? There's some guy still trying to hit that, right? You know it's a chick, and you know it's a, like, and it's just some dude's like, if I just hit it right, maybe I could save her.
Now, this scares me. This is from Science. Here's a headline. Advertisers could come for your dreams, researchers warn.
Yeah.
Okay. Summary. This is a summary of the thing. Different brands, from Xbox to Coors to Burger King, have recently started teaming up with scientists in attempts to engineer advertisements into consumers' dreams by playing video and audio clips while they sleep. Now a group of 40 dream researchers has pushed back with an open letter calling for regulations on, quote, dream incubation advertising. That's what they call
it. Oh, my God. Like, where are the Nazis? Oh,
this is Inception.
This
is Inception.
That's exactly what it
they
is.
They worry companies might one day use smart speakers like Alexa to detect people's sleep stages and play back the sounds that could influence their night visions and behavior.
Of course they're going to do that. That's what they do. Your phone listens to you.
That's crazy,
dude. It makes me angry.
That's crazy. Here's another bar that was doing had a cool story around a bar. This is from Stardia Post. For 2 hours, a Massachusetts bar accepted Monopoly cash.
Monopoly Cash,
yeah. As part of its bid to be included in a localized version of a game, of the game, Monopoly, they wanted to be on the board. You know how they make those local Monopoly boards?
Yeah.
A Massachusetts bar announced it will accept Monopoly money as currency for 2 hours. Can you imagine if you were like the local alcoholic? Like, what
so basically,
mean?
They're the Fed. Is that what it is?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Customers who visit Ralph's Tavern in Worcester between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday could pay the $5 cover charge with Monopoly money, which can also be used to purchase hot dogs, non-alcoholic Jell-O shot. That's just Jell-O.
Yeah.
Non-alcoholic Jell-O shots.
Yeah, I'll
Jell-O.
Keep the Jell-O. Just give me the alcohol.
And raffle tickets. According to the owners of the bar, the state laws prohibit them from accepting Monopoly money for alcoholic beverages. So legal tender will still be required for that.
Do you think drug dealers have tried to figure out how to take EBT cards?
I'm sure they have, yeah. That's probably what those fronts are for, you know? You see them running like little bodegas
or
whatever.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They just put it down. It's like, hey, he got a whole bunch of bananas.
For sure. Have you heard the whole theory that mattress stores are front for drugs?
I've heard you tell me that theory.
Okay, well, I just told you again.
Okay, that's it. Okay. This is a story that I don't.
Johnny, I gotta get going.
Okay, I got like two more.
God damn, Johnny.
This is from BuzzFeed News. I don't know if we're gonna get in. You tell me.
Is it BuzzFeed? The answer's no.
Well, just listen to it. A Parkland victim's dad tricked a former NRA president into speaking at a fake graduation. But instead of 3,000 empty seats, there were 3,000 empty seats representing students who did not graduate this year because they were killed by gun violence. So they tricked this guy from the NRA and going into this field like this, and he thought he was doing like a graduation. Do you see?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I
think that story's just complete bullshit. Yeah, and I think the NRA is a front and controlled opposition. That's why I'm part of proudly Gun Owners of America. And by the way, somebody put this up that supposedly more people have died from shoving stuff up their butts than ARs. So, I mean, like, the whole, like, gun violence numbers are completely manipulated.
Or the people shoving shit up their butt numbers are way higher than anybody realizes.
Yeah. Well, you know, dude, they say, like, 1,000 people every year die from autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, I buy it, man.
Dude, get a spotter. That's a joke.
Okay, Eyewitness News, ABC 7, Channel 7. No tuna DNA was found in Subway's tuna sandwich, according to a New York Times report.
Are you surprised by that? Are you surprised? Dude, they have yoga mats in their bread.
That's unbelievable.
Their spokesman was a pedophile.
A New York Times lab test found no tuna DNA in any of the sandwiches.
Dude, Subway is for scumbags.
It's the worst, yeah. It's the worst.
Okay. Can we make that shirt, Subway is for scumbags?
Yeah, Subway is for scumbags.
Dude, that's why I'm like, dude, that's why I'm Jersey Mike's to the day I die. I used to like Quiznos, but they didn't work it out. Jersey's Mike's figured it out.
Oh, I love Quiznos.
Love Quiznos, yeah, but Jersey Mike is right there,
that's
bro.
That's what I'm sad about. Losing.
Right there. Johnny, great show.
Wait, hold on. Actually, you'll like this. Hold on. I got this one and then an animal thing.
Johnny, keep adding
stuff. I forgot, though. This is from the Straits Times. 2,000 people injected with fake COVID-19 vaccines in Mumbai. Bogus shots also given in Kolkata. So they gave 2,000 people just fake COVID vaccines. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I mean, it's the whole thing's stupid. Yeah,
I know. It's like, how's that?
The whole thing is dumb.
And then I'm just going to read you the headline to this. Former prison psychologist defends, quote, intimate relationship with family killer Chris Watts. I'll just leave you that thought. And then finally, the Independent.
Chicks love gutter dick. That's my opinion.
Worst day in pigeon racing history is the quote. Thousands of birds vanished during a pigeon race. Most of the breeders I've talked to are blaming the atmospheric conditions, possibly a solar storm above the clouds that created static in the atmosphere, and just these birds just got
gone.
Lost, just gone.
Gone.
It's like, it's like the Holocaust.
Every, like, Hancock, what's his name? Who's the famous thriller director? Hancock, what's his name?
Oh.
The birds, he did the birds?
Alfred Hitchcock.
God, can you cut that? No, you'll never cut that.
Around 5,000 pigeons have vanished.
Disappeared?
What has been labeled one of the very worst ever days in pigeon racing.
So that's basically the Holocaust of pigeon racing, right?
That's what I just said, yeah. Around
you did not say the Holocaust.
I said exactly that phrase, yeah.
Play it back, Johnny.
I can't play it, but yeah. It was like, okay, if I'm right, tweet at Fat Dragon Pro on Twitter and let him know. Around 9,000 birds set off, and they lost 5,000 of them. Isn't that crazy? Imagine that. That's your whole livelihood. People what really get
the
into
other,
that.
What
stuff.
If one of the birds was like Nancy Kerrigan and the rest of
just leading them astray. Yeah. All right. That was a good
guys,
one.
I had a great show. I crushed.
Yeah, you did.
I crushed. A totally lot of agree. Stories. Some weeks I got a ton of stories. Some weeks I have no stories. So the times I have stories. If you're offended by anything, I don't care.
I'm just lighting up. I found the...
look
the
at Johnny Loves.
The old cigarette candy. You remember those things? They actually still have those in Las
Somewhere
Vegas.
Out there, a kid's crying about his fake cigarettes being gone. Good job, Johnny.
See you, buddy. Say bye.
Bye!